This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, please make sure to go ahead and rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks. 69. Let's get to the new film Night Swim, which is a Blumhouse horror film that is now on digital demand for rent and purchase. It's directed by Bryce McGuire, stars Wyatt Russell, which is Kurt Russell's son, Carrie Condon, Amelie Hufvierly, sorry if I said that name wrong, sure I did, Gavin Warren, Jodie Long, a couple others. And the synopsis is, a family moves into a new home unaware that a dark secret from the house's past will unleash a malevolent force in the backyard pool. So when this one came out, I heard very negative things, at least more so in Letterboxd. I knew people were like trashing it across the board. And so I just stayed away from it for a while, but then I figured, hey, I'm doing these dailies. I want to try and cover every new movie. And I'm always up for a low budget, like Blumhouse horror film. I'm just a sucker for those, I guess. Watched it just a couple of days ago. And overall, I didn't think it was nearly as bad as some people are making it out to be. It's not amazing for sure. It's middle of the road, sort of average Blumhouse horror film, but it's really not that bad, I don't think. I don't know why people are hating on it so much. First thing, I love Wyatt Russell. I think he's a really great up-and-coming sort of character actor. I think he's gotten a good variety already over the years. I really liked him in Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I even liked his like cameos and things like This is 40 and some other things. So I really like him. He's got good range and he's very good in this. I think overall the cast, very solid performances and better than they need to be for a low-budget horror film. I think one thing, though, that I appreciate about this movie that, again, it's not amazing in how it's executed, but one thing that I tend to lean towards and enjoy and am intrigued by are how Blumhouse and similar studios will take these fairly normal supernatural horror concepts and apply it to a seemingly normal, safe, everyday activity. Like, for example, having a family pool and playing Marco Polo and doing laps for exercise, like things that are very run-of-the-mill, normal things, and then making them become scary. Like, oh, there's something in the pool that could grab you down. Or if you're swimming alone, hey, this is going to happen. Or if you're playing Marco Polo, this could happen, or you could get your hand stuck there. And so I think it does a decent job of finding relatable things that you would do if you had a pool at your house with a family or on your own, and making you question it. Like, oh, maybe I should have someone out there watching me, or what, you know, doing this or that. So I like that. I thought it was done well. The score is good. It's directed pretty decently. Like, I thought the story was quite cohesive and confidently put together. The script was, you know, it's okay. It's got some goofy things. And I think the last 15 minutes or so where it really indulges in the supernatural possession stuff, a little goofy, a little lame. But for the most part, I was enjoying the first two acts. I was intrigued, weirdly enough. The look of the, I won't spoil it too much, the creature, I guess you can call it, the possession ghost ghoul, not amazing, but it seems like that wasn't really the intent, is to make it actually scary. I think it was more so the other things that you didn't see, those meant to be more unsettling. So I think you could do a whole heck of a lot worse when it comes to films like this. Not one of Blumhouse's best, but definitely not one of their worst, in my opinion. See it for Wyatt Russell. He kills it. I like the look of the pool. I like how it's shot underwater. I like all of those sequences. It looks very good. So yeah, not one I really feel the need to ever go back to anytime soon, but I was pleasantly surprised. So that one is a 3 out of 5.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.